Hello and welcome back. In the last episode, we identified the chains that we've wrapped around our own potential, the baggage that keeps us bound. We used the spark and we set it on fire, taking flight in our newfound freedom. We also addressed the critical element in building our foundation, the necessity to rid ourselves from the toxic waste surrounding us in our lives. Your environment is everything. The people that you surround yourself with have a profound impact on who you are as a person. The way that you think, the way that you act. Birds of a feather flock together. There's a popular notion that you are the average of the five people that you surround yourself with. The person that you are is in large part due to the environment that you come from, and the person you become will almost entirely depend upon the environment that you put yourself in. If you want a mediocre future, then grab some mediocre role models, people that will laugh at your big ideas and tear down your dreams, listen to music, watch TV, and forget having a mentor. But if you want a great quality of life, surround yourself with amazing people. People who are positive and build you up, people who think huge and embrace your wild dreams, people that provide tools instead of insults, people that promote learning how to get it done instead of projecting negativity and tearing you down. Turn off the music and tune into podcasts where you can learn from others. Turn off the TV and dive into books and find people that you can ask questions to, people to help give you direction, people that will help you map out a climb to every big mountain that you want to climb. Call them a mentor, call them a coach. It doesn't matter what you call them, just call them. And I'm not telling you to abandon every cynical person in your life. The reality is the people who love you the most may be the same people who are nothing but negative. Maybe it's family, maybe it's close friends, but be cautious of the power that your surroundings have. Hang around people who work relentlessly to see their own dreams come true, and you'll start to realize the power in positive thinking. You can move mountains with positive thinking and with action. Control those that influence you in the environment that you operate within. Surround yourself with positive, upbeat, inspiring, motivating, and action-oriented people. Change your inputs from no value or negative influence to high-value learning and positive messaging. We are the products of our environments and the average of those that we surround ourselves with. Ask yourself this question. Is there ever a reason to be negative? Once you've pondered that for a while, start thinking about all of the negativity that surrounds you. The friends that are always mad and stressed over little things. The people who tell you that you can't, that you shouldn't, and that you won't. Turn it all off. Find good teachers, read great books, open your perspective, seek wisdom, leverage experience, and use powerful insights. Fuel yourself with knowledge, equip yourself with tools, and surround yourself with a team that will help you imagine, that will help you build, that will help you climb, and that will never let you fail. Think big, be positive, change your attitude, and control your life. We'll be right back.